The intent was to reassure agriculture that the jurisdiction wasn't going to extend a land grab, it wasn't going to be something that was onerous, it was really something that was designed to provide help and assistance, to provide clarity. The folks in the countryside did not interpret it that way. It's a lesson for EPA. And so I have no doubt that this process will have an impact on what EPA's final decision is going to be. When that's going to happen, I don't know. I think that all of us are concerned about soil health. All of us are concerned about water quality. I think this discussion, unfortunately, has put almost all the spotlight in terms of this rule on agriculture, when in fact we're dealing with a much larger set of contributors to the condition of our waters. And sometimes that too gets lost in the conversation. And I wish that was a more significant point that was made by everyone, that agriculture really, at the end of the day, is a small part of this. There are other contributors, and those other contributors need to step up in a significant way.